Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. 800-531-3815, toll-free, coast-to-coast. Nancy Rosanoff is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Nancy's been an intuition expert for over 20 years, started when she was six, when she was only six. And she's a pioneer in this area, actually, folks. She's the author of a number of books. I've been telling you about her for a long time and bringing her on the show so she could share her wisdom with us. Her new book is called Knowing When It's Right, An Intuitive Approach to Improving Relationships. She's our good friend, Nancy Rosanoff. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's great to be here, as usual.
It's always a pleasure to have you as part of our community, and we thank you for your time. Nancy, you and I haven't talked about this men-women thing in a while. We did a while back,
yes.
Maybe a year or so ago, a couple of years maybe. But in the introduction, when I was telling the audience that you were on the way over, I was talking to men, and I said, you know, men, we've been trained our whole life about this. We've heard all about this women's intuition thing. And so we've sort of been programmed to believe that maybe we didn't have intuition. But that's just that's a lot of bunk, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, if you think of intuition, it's really the way we absorb information that's non-analytic. You know, it's like we have our flashlight knowledge, I call it, where we really focus on the detail. Mm-hmm. But then we have our floodlight, where we're continually bringing in information from all over.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you know, intuition is the voice of our soul, of our sense of purpose in life. It connects us with the whole. There's so much information out there that we can grasp onto that helps us to discover what's really real and what's possible out there.
So this, all this stuff we've been hearing all of our lives for millennia, probably. That women, with women's intuition this, women's intuition that, that's really all been just a ruse to keep us men in line, right?
I think so. It's been a... you know, if you think about it, if you think of the part of
intuition... I'm getting some looks from the women in the who are watching me do the show here.
Yeah, exactly. You know, women have to have an advantage somehow. So we have to get it where we can.
Whatever it takes, right?
Well, whatever it takes.
Even if it means manufacturing a ruse, right?
That's right. Well, if you go back to the part of intuition that is deeply embedded in our instinct, right? And how men have been the hunters and the gatherers, mm-hmm. and they've gone out and done that. Well, tracking, right. There's a lot of intuition that goes on there. That ability to create a relationship with whatever it is that you're hunting, to have a sense of where to go and where to look for what you want. That's all intuitive.
Men have called those things instincts or gut feelings or things like that, more manly,
yes.
terms, you know.
That's okay, I don't mind.
It's all the same thing, isn't it?
It's all the same thing. You can use whatever word you want for it. I don't care. As long as you...
But I just wanted to make sure that men knew that when we talk about intuition, we're talking about what they call those other things.
Yes, exactly right. You know, and I think mm-hmm. the only problem with discounting it, as at least the culture does, I don't know if individuals do, but the problem with discounting it is that then you don't pay attention to it till it's too late, or you don't use... enough of it. I mean, there's much, much more there.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that can be developed. It's something that you can get better at, just like we can all get better at understanding numbers or understanding the details of something. We can get better at gathering this incredible information that's available to us.
How do we do that? How do we get better at it?
Yes, it's a whole other way of gathering information. It does require kind of quieting down and saying, okay, how do I really feel about this?
Mm-hmm.
Intuition is that first experience of a situation. So you'll meet somebody or you'll get the essence of a business deal, an opportunity will come to you, and there'll be a first impression. It's like the first taste. And whatever that is very important. It's important that you pay attention to that. And also the ending one, after you've heard it, you know, once you're done, once you're just about to make that decision, okay, how do I really feel about this?
Mm-hmm.
Is this in line with who I am and with my path?
So do you think that sometimes we we focus on a project, we work on it, we develop it, we maybe we create it, we spent time and resources on it, and then we get ready to, it comes time to sort of pull the trigger and make it happen, and there's something gnawing in the back of our mind that tells us not to do it. Do you think we don't pay as much attention to that as we should?
Yeah, I don't think we talk about it, or we don't allow it even in the people that we're working with.
We've got all this empirical data. We've got all these facts and figures and evidence, Nancy. I think that's where guys probably
have
more
up.
Trouble maybe than ladies. What do you think?
Well, I think so. I mean, actually, I think that, yeah, men don't have enough trust in the, when it's intangible.
We like things. We like it when we can hold things in our hands.
Exactly.
We can kick something and say, you know, by golly,
this
is the real thing here. How can you deny that?
But and sometimes it's too late. Like I was working with a big consumer organization, and I was speaking to them about a year after they had a launch of a product that was a miserable failure. They lost hundreds of millions of dollars on this product. And I was talking to the 7 people who made that decision to go ahead with that product. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to them about intuition. And after the meeting, about 6 of them came up to me one by one and whispered in my ear, saying, you know, I knew that that product wasn't going to make it.
Uh-huh.
I knew it wasn't quite right. But I didn't have any data to back it up, so I didn't say anything. Now, 6 out of the 7 people said that to me.
Wow.
And if one of them had the freedom or the sense that they could say, look, I don't know how the rest of you feel about this, but there's just something that doesn't feel right about this.
5, 6, you get a half a dozen guys in a room, and they've all been working on this, and there've been all these plans and structure, and we've gone out and we've slayed this dragon, we've slayed that dragon, and we've gotten all this stuff together, and we've negotiated, and we're so proud of ourselves, and that you could cut the testosterone with a knife.
That's right.
And some guys not going to pipe up and say, this just doesn't feel right. That
right.
ain't happening, Nancy.
I know it's not happening, but look what they lost, $200 million.
Exactly.
And if one of them
See, guys, now here's what you got to say to yourself. Is it going to hurt my feelings more to tell my friends that this doesn't feel right, or is it going to hurt my feelings more when the whole company fails because I didn't say something?
Right. So part of it, and we all know that decisions get made for many reasons, and that they had a deadline, you know, and when you're in a big consumer company, that you've got to have a new product out at a certain time of year.
Mm-hmm.
So it might have gone anyway, and they might have seen the failure, but...
Stand by, Nancy.
Yes,
maybe
sir.
We should have a feelings meeting, guys, before we make a decision. Okay, we're not going to talk about any facts. We're going to have a 15-minute meeting. We're just going to talk about how we feel about this. 20 after, we'll be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame. The small business advocate, Nancy Rosanoff, is our guest and our good friend. I like that song. Nancy Rosanoff is our guest. Nancy, that's nice music.
Yes.
Nancy is our intuition expert, ladies and gentlemen. As you know, we have a brain trust community of experts of several hundred. There's probably close to 400 members of our brain trust. Nancy's is one of the original ones, by the way. She's been with me on this show for a long time and almost since the beginning. And we've talked about intuition a lot. And Nancy, I just want to thank you on behalf of my audience for all the time you've given us and for all the great inspirational things that you've helped us to understand.
Well, my pleasure. I appreciate that you give space for this. Not a lot of business organizations appreciate the deep value of really our awareness of how all the levels of information that we have available to us.
Well, my attitude about that, this really isn't a stretch for me because I know that small business owners have to have a lot of tools in their kit bag. They've got to have a lot of different tools and resources, and one of the most valuable, one of the most important resources that they have is what's inside of them, the core of their being.
Yes.
And there's nothing more core, there's nothing more essential, there's nothing more intrinsic about a human being than their, you know, their intuition, the things that they know instinctively and intuitively. There couldn't be anything more interior than that.
You know, in learning to trust that, you remind me of something really important, that in these times, these stressful times that we live in, that I find that people have a tendency to overwork, to kind of work harder or overstress themselves. Mm. And that's a big mistake, because we just then we live in continual drain. We don't have our resources available to us, which is what you're saying is our core being. If you don't have your core being available to you, you won't be effective at anything.
And
you'll just be completely drained. And it's right there.
It's there. The question is whether you're taking advantage of it or not.
Exactly. You don't have to go buy it. You don't have to go to school. You really just have to pay attention.
Mm-hmm. And that is an area, that is something, folks, that women do better than men.
Yes.
Day one. I mean, immediately, mm-hmm. in the first instant, women do this better than men because they are more in touch with the interior, with themselves than men are. If you see two little boys get together, I remember when my children were little, Nancy, there would be two little boys. A little boy would come over to play with my son when they were like five or six or so, and they'd say, "Hey, let's go climb a tree." All right, and here they go, and the girls would walk up to each other and say, "Hi, my name's Nancy. What's your name?" They got to get to know each other a little
bit. That's right.
I've seen my little boy play with a kid all day long and not know his name. guys are just different from girls.
And that's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing, and that I don't like it when you demean men that way either. Men, that kind of dewiness energy,
I like to needle us a little bit, because we need, when it comes to intuition, when it comes to understanding who we really are, mm-hmm. men need to be needled a little bit about this.
Yes.
I need to be needled about this. I mean, I have plenty of needlers in my life, people who stick me with a needle from time to time.
So you just need to pass it around, huh?
There's no question. Yeah, if I gotta have this needle, you're gonna have a little of the needle. What's the difference in intuition and wisdom?
Well, I guess wisdom is when that ability to really use your intuition.
So it's the application of intuition?
It's the application of intuition. It's that application of what's available. If you know something, if you have a sense of something, before it really becomes tangible, that's the best time to actually act on it, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we all know that the best time to solve a problem is before it happens.
Well, wisdom is also probably what keeps you from acting on your intuition too early, perhaps.
Yes, that's right.
Because you could actually do that too.
So it's timing.
I've actually been where I thought something, I felt something pretty strongly,
mm-hmm.
and when I wasn't as wise as I hope I am now, I might blurt that out.
Yes.
But now I'd like to think my wisdom says, okay, just hold on to that for 15 or 20 minutes or so, and let's see if you still feel that way 15
right.
minutes from now.
Right. And so that's
okay.
Timing.
Yeah, that's well said.
And
how do we use our intuition, Nancy? I've got about a minute. How do we use our intuition to take advantage of some of the opportunities that are out there these days?
Oh my goodness! Well, we really have to pay attention and listen to them, and also. But I think the most important thing is to use our sense of our beingness, as you were talking about, to not get hung up in negative thinking and to not go into fear. There's a lot going on in the world that will make people fearful these days, and we have to make sure that we don't go there, because that changes everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so our staying in touch with our core being, with our sense of who we truly are and all the possibilities that we have, will maintain our positive outlook and will create more positive stuff happening in our life.
Shouldn't we continually take stock of the resource that we can be for ourselves?
Yes, absolutely. And the people
around
us.
Don't you think we kind of get bogged down in the negative stuff and we forget that we're a pretty darn strong resource that we can be.
Amazing. We are amazing beings. And the people around us are too. And I think the other thing is to not get hung up in that it's all on you, but that you have a lot of people around you.
Mm-hmm.
Who are there to help you, or who also have wisdom, who also have intuition, who also have a core being.
Use that community, folks.
Use that community.
That's what Nancy's talking about. Nancy, thank you. This has been a wonderful visit, as they always are, but we thank you for today.
Okay. Okay, Jim,
Give us the website. Give us the website, by the way, Nancy.
Oh, www.rosanoff.com, R-O-S-A-N-O-F-F.
.com. Check that out when you get a chance, folks. The book is Knowing When It's Right by Nancy Rosanna. Check that out when you get a chance. Quick break, right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.